And joining us now to talk about that matchup is the head coach of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jason Garrett. Whoops. Hello, coach. You with us?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, now we got you.
We got you. I guess
we're communicating on the telephone.
Yes, you all geared up for this one after the bye week?
I want to focus on football. Football's an important thing to focus on. Don't have a lot to say. Don't have a lot to say about it other than we want to win this football game. And I think it's important. There's a lot that goes on in football to win games.
Yeah, that is important. If you're going to make the playoffs, you got to win games.
Matter of fact, a very interesting story happened to me recently. I was in line. Was in line at a Quiznos, and we were waiting in line trying to get a sandwich or some other product that you could then eat, mm-hmm. and then it would go into your belly for food.
Right, yeah.
And guess who was behind me?
Who?
That's right, Dick Ritker, widely considered to be the 14th or 15th greatest bowler in PBA history. And he's captured multiple titles, five different seasons, capturing two each in 66, 68, 69, three in 1973, and in 74. Ranked fourth on the money list in 1973. So the guy's had a lot of success.
Right.
Fifth on the money list in 74 with $46,000. Won the 1970 Japan Cup. The guy knows how to win.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, we understand. So what did he say?
So I invited him to talk to the team. Invited him to talk to the team so they can get inspiration, learn what it means to be a champion. They never get the chance to hear from people who have won the Steve Nagy Sportsmanship Award in 1970 and 73. So I invited him to show up, talk to the team. Nothing mandatory. If you want to show up and be inspired, you could. Anyway, Dick and I spent a nice dinner together that night. Apparently, the Evite didn't make it through to all the players. So, but I learned a lot from my time with Dick, and I just thought that was a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess if it inspired you.
Maybe not quite as interesting as Billie Jean King, but okay.
We're playing the Giants in a football game on the football field, and that's important.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's important to a lot that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good feeling about this one. Good feeling.
Well, that's good.
I feel like I have a distinct advantage over Tom Coughlin.
You think you can out-coach him?
No, I just feel like I don't look like a vitamin-deficient possum that's lost his car keys, and I think that's important.
Yeah, I guess that may be an advantage for you.
I mean, who would you trust? A guy that looks pale and sickly and Tom Coughlin-y, or a guy that looks like a Howdy Doody puppet you could purchase out of a Sears wish book in 1976?
Yeah, I guess the second choice.
Yeah.
By the way, 1976, just a mere 3 years after Dick Ritker won $55,000.
Man, he does know how to win.
Yeah, he is a winner.
And I think that a lot of Cowboy fans are wondering. They're wondering something. They're wondering if Tony's going to be healthy. Is Tony going to be able to play like Tony can play?
Yeah, that's always a question.
We think that his back is looking good. We think it's looking good. But what I'm going to do before the game, I'm going to hit him on the back as hard as I can with a 2x4, right there, lower back, and see if he can stand the pain. If he says he can play, then he'll play.
Wow, that does not sound like a good player.
No.
Moment of silence for Jan Michael Vincent's right leg. Let's get this one done. Let's win this football game.
All right.
All right.
Good morning.
We'll see you, Coach. Good luck. That allegedly is Jason Garrett.